Item number 16, striped bass. Mr. Grist?
Good morning, sir. Something we don't get to usually say in fisheries.
I wish we said it more often, but go ahead.
We concur. Let me just pull this up. The next two public hearing requests have a little bit of detail to them, so we'll try and make this as quick as possible, though. On striped bass, 252, this is a request. So we have multiple items on Regulation 252 that we're requesting amendments to. I'll just walk through them. First off, we have received indication of what our quota will be for the Chesapeake Bay in 2008 for striped bass. It'll be 384,000 pounds. We do divide that equally between the recreational and commercial sectors, so we need to make amendments to Section 55 and Section 150 for both the recreational and the commercial sectors, allocating each 1,642,242 pounds. For commercial tag possession and working with the law enforcement division, there's been some issues popping up this year. Earlier this year, we had related to us instances where fishermen were being found with Potomac River Fisheries Commission tags in striped bass. And if you're up in the northern area, that wouldn't be a big issue. But when you're being found in the James River, it is an issue. Of course, they didn't see where they caught the fish, so it's anyone's guess. But it is a little suspect. There were some other issues that have also occurred this year where some fish have been found tagged with 2001 and 2002 striped bass tags. And in previous years, all the individual had to do when they didn't have tags to turn in at the end of the year was sign an affidavit saying, I lost them. Well, apparently there's some lost tags appearing quite frequently now, and law enforcement's coming across that. So we're requesting, making a request for public hearing to amend Section 160 to not just have where we had before, where you couldn't have Chesapeake area tags within the coastal, but also add provisions in to limit tags issued from any other jurisdiction, including the Potomac River, including Maryland, in those waters. Except for Potomac River particularly, allow them in the tribs of the Potomac, because obviously they would need to transverse through our waters to get out there. So that is another request for public hearing. Under tagging itself, there has been some confusion in when is a fish supposed to be tagged. Two subsections in 160 basically provide for you should tag your fish as soon as possible after capture before you get back to land, before you get back to the dock. Well, it could be read in many different ways. Well, I did it as soon as possible after capture before I pulled into the dock, but I went and worked 12 nets. So they would like to have this a little bit more solid, and be it before leaving the place of capture, please tag those fish. So that is a request and will require amendment to Section 160 G and H. With penalties, they have come across instances this year with finding, and this is not just this year, but instances where they're finding people with fish and they're in trucks sometimes and they're not tagged, but the tags are up in the cab. Fish are supposed to be tagged right on site, not after you've trucked them away. And if you just happen to truck them to somewhere like D.C., then the tags are not relevant anyway. So we were looking at some revisions there where put in things like we have with summer flounder for confiscation. So if they find somebody operating on land, trucking these fish, and they have fish that aren't tagged, being able to actually confiscate the catch, not just slap on the hand, tag the fish, and go on your merry way. So with the request from law enforcement, this would require amendments to Section 120, which is basically the initial thing where it goes, when any person possesses striped bass in excess of the maximum number, it is evidence that you're actually operating as a commercial fisherman. Well, we're referencing from there to reference them up to 160 G and H and 230 B, with 160H, not only where I just said the issue of having them tagged at place of capture, add on the permit if they violate this section, then the amount that has been found not tagged will be confiscated, and also the tags will be confiscated. And then with subprovisions with there, that it gives the officer direction to auction off the catch and hold it until it's determined whether or not this person is found guilty by the court, and or provide the fish to the biological section here at the commission. We can work the catch up because that is part of our duties anyway, and we will hold the value, and if they are found not guilty, we'll return the value in dollars back to the individual. Penalties also toward the end, where if you're found in such violation and you're found guilty, you would lose your privileges for the year for doing transfers, and you also would be you also lose your privileges for any additional tag distributions during the year. So if you're found guilty doing this, what you have left after found guilty is what you have left. We're not going to allow you to get more fish and allow you to get more tags the rest of the year. And finally, reporting requirements. Under this new system that we implemented since last year, January and December are key months in trying to add up this year's information and get the allocation ready for February 1st of the following year. January especially is key because we're trying to basically balance the books. And the way we have the regulation right now, you can have up to 30 days after you finish fishing to turn in your tags. Well, that 30 days crosses right into what we call distribution day, which is normally toward the end of January when we try and do a mass effort. We send the majority of staff out to four different locations in the state to hand out their tags and their permits to all the watermen. So those up in the Northern Neck and Eastern Shore especially don't have to make a trip to Newport News to pick up all these items. We have over 500 individuals in this fishery. So what we're trying to do is balance the books in a timely manner so we don't have to leave somebody out that hasn't reported within those 30 days in January. The official on December 31st currently, 30th of January, 29th of January is when you have to have it in at the last date. So what we'd like to do is see the second Thursday in January be the date you have to have all your tags in. That way we can balance the books, have as many people involved in distribution day as possible, and prevent many of these individuals from having to come to Newport News in February. And that is the request for public hearing from the staff.
Any questions of commission? Matters before the commission?
Move to approve staff's recommendation, Mr. Chairman.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins to approve staff's recommendation. That's for which month?
December.
December. Second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Carries. Item number 17. Summer Flounder.
Currently, Regulation 620. Section 30 provides allocation of quota for the summer flounder fishery. 300,000 pounds is set aside for Chesapeake Bay, and then we divide up the remaining amount for the offshore fishery. 64% plus 0.3 is in the first quarter fishery, which opens in January. 6.4% for the second quarter and 29.3% in the fourth quarter. Section 40 defines possession limits by time of year. Again, we have a undefined